Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone, and we invite your calls right now to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, we'd like to discuss it with you. Again, that number, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part. You'll see how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. When Jesus Christ died, a lot of strange happenings took place at that very moment. Matthew records that in his Gospel, the 27th chapter. Starting in verse 50, it says, "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Death happened right then. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." Boy, that was a strange happening. Yeah. You know, nobody can figure that out, but it just tore from top to bottom, and that's significant. The earth shook, the rock split, and the tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised alive. And they came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. And this is such an interesting passage as it relates to the new covenant, which is our topic this month. What does this torn curtain signify? What's its implications as far as our relationship with God is concerned? And I think if we get a hold of the answer to that question, it will absolutely change everything as far as our relationship with God is concerned. So, guys, what does it mean that this temple was torn in two from top to bottom? What does it signify?
Well, for me, it means the closeness, Bob. It means that there's a relationship that I enter into that old covenant folks really didn't fully understand or enjoy. I mean, Hebrews says that we have something better, that we have something greater. Chapter 10 of Hebrews says we enter into a new and living way, not a dead way of the law, but a new and living way. And, you think, where does Christ live? I mean, me and my son Gavin were watching a documentary about Jerusalem, and they had Islam described, and they had Judaism described, and they had Christianity described, and they were going to temples and churches and people talking about the house of God. And my son's question was, you know, why are they going to temples to find God? I said, well, where do you think God lives? And he says, in my heart. And that's the whole point. There's a place within us, much like the Holy of Holies. It's called our human spirit. It's clean, and it's where Christ lives. So, Bob, in a nutshell, it's like we got to move away from the outer court theology and move into the inner court, and then move even further into the Holy of Holies and say, that's how close I am to God, because the curtain has been torn.
Well, we're so afraid to go there. I think that's the whole point of forgiveness, as Richard, you've pointed out. If we don't know that we're forgiven, that our sins have been forgiven once and for all, and once they've been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice, we're going to approach cautiously. We're not going to have the confidence to enter into that holy place and experience this relationship with God. So we have to first and foremost know that our sins have been taken away, removed. I mean, mm-hmm. Sent away forever. Washed away in the blood of Christ. Without that, we're still going to be fearful. We're still going to be fearful of punishment that might come our way at any given moment.
Yeah, to the extent that we think we need to be forgiven for anything, that is the extent to which we are prevented from being in relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul described it as a veil. We're putting the veil back up again every time we go to a law-based, behavior-based kind of relationship. It's not even a relationship. It's just an awful, awful thing. And Jesus took that sin away once and for all and says, come on up here and sit on the chair with me. Let's talk. And more than that, he doesn't even wait for us to approach the throne. He comes and enters us and says, let's go up there together. It's as stark as that. It's either all relationship with Jesus or no relationship with Jesus. There's no middle ground.
None whatsoever. And with this new covenant, their access is made available to
Absolutely.
All of us with the plea to enter the most holy place, the throne of grace, calling him Daddy, Father, and experiencing grace and mercy in your time of need. That's the good news of the gospel, and we want to talk about that today. If you have a question about forgiveness of sins, about this new relationship that we have with Christ because of this torn curtain, because the shed blood, call today. We would love to talk to you about it. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. Well, let's go to Agnes, who is listening to us on the Internet in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Agnes.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, I just thank you that you got my call. I had a, just wanted to just tell Andrew Farley that I'm reading his book, Operation Screwtape. And I recognize most all of the strategies of the enemy, and it's really freeing me, because I've said, oh, I thought that before, you know, and I was thinking, but I always didn't think it was the enemy. I thought I was double-minded. I felt like, no, wait, that's not right. You know, it's like back and forth, but...
Yeah.
It's getting clearer, more clearer and clearer as I read.
Well, that is great. I mean, you know, Agnes, it's kind of like tearing down that veil in your thinking. It's some things we've got to be black and white on. You know, how forgiven am I? A little or totally? How close to God am I? A little or totally? And, you know, in that book, Operation Screwtape, the reason that we've gifted that to people who have donated and sent in a gift to our ministry. We just want people to see this covenant that is in black and white. And, you know, the enemy wants us to have cloudy thinking. And, you know, that's why we put together this new thing, this new product that we're excited about, this new covenant journey. It's like we have got to see these scriptures and how powerful they are. To separate the light from the darkness and the thoughts of the enemy, accusation and temptation and how those are different from the counsel of God. And there's no negative to the counsel of God. He really does like us, and he loves us deeply. Thanks for your call.
Okay, I just wanted to say, is renewing of the mind the same, almost like tearing down the wall?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the veil is torn. It's a figure of speech when I say that we tear it. Of course it's torn. You know, Jesus did the work. It's finished. But, you know, for lack of a better analogy, it's like we're hanging out in the outer courts. They're saying, isn't Christianity great? Well, hello, the curtain has been torn. You know, we're invited into the innermost place for total intimacy with God. And we're out there in the outer courts saying, isn't this great to have some forgiveness or some closeness or some acceptance? And the answer is no, no, we've got total acceptance, total forgiveness, and total closeness. And so, you know, mentally, in the renewing of the mind, it's like we are choosing to walk from that outer court relationship into the Holy of Holies. We're already there, but boy, we've got some learning to do. We all do. Yeah.
Yes. And I had a question about tithing. Last program, both of you talked about tithing. And my question was, what's the difference between tithing and the partnership that you all have if you give $35 a month?
Well, Agnes, there's absolutely no obligation on your part to do it. It's an opportunity for you or for anyone to join with us in the work that God is doing through this outreach. And if you choose to give, we recognize it's because God has moved in your heart to do so. It's not because we've said if you don't give, you're not going to be blessed. If you don't give, you're robbing God. If you don't give, you're going to be under a curse. That's kind of old covenant thinking. But we live in this new covenant. We're involved in the grace of giving. As God moves in our hearts and we get to know who He is, we recognize that He's a giver. God so loved the world that He gave. And this gift of salvation is really God Himself. When we believe the gospel, we get God. We get Jesus. We get the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And as we abide in Him, we start to see attitudes start to change and this desire to want to give, to take of our resources and help support a ministry, help meet the needs of people around us, whatever it might be. But you give at the impulse of God's Spirit working inside of you. So if you choose to be a partner with Basic Gospel, that's a choice that you're making between you and God. All we're doing is presenting an opportunity to join with us. And if you want to take that opportunity, well, we praise God for that and say thank you, because we really do know that's a work of God in your life to say you want to be a part of what we're doing.
Well, I sure would like to, but I don't think I can make the $35.
Agnes, any gift to the ministry, if it's $5, if it's $10, that's between you and the Lord. Whatever it is, it's going to be a joyful experience for you. It's going to be a blessing to us, and it's going to overflow in thanksgiving by many who tune in and start hearing about the love of Christ and actually get connected to the love of Jesus Christ. So, Agnes, whatever God moves in your heart, what you can do joyfully and cheerfully, you do that. And let that be a ministry, your ministry, into this ministry.
Okay,
Agnes. Well, let me put you on hold. Thank you so much for your call. We sure appreciate it. We'll send you a copy of this Bible study guide. I think you'll really enjoy that as well. You hang on, Agnes.
It's called The New Covenant Journey, and it's the Basic Gospel Study Series, a brand new product, a brand new resource to aid your understanding of the Christian life. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, and to make your gift and request your copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours, or you'll find a prominent link right on the homepage of our website at basicgospel.net. The New Covenant Journey, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Manhattan, New York, and talk with Samuel listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Samuel.
Hey, how you doing? God bless.
God bless you as well. So nice to hear from you today.
This is my first time talking to you.
Well, thank you for calling. We sure appreciate it.
Are you the pastor or you're the teacher of the Word?
We're just teachers of the Word of God. We're just here to help point people to this basic gospel, to bring some clarity to what that message really is, in the hopes that people will respond in faith, and if they're lost, they'll be saved and be made alive in Christ. If they're in bondage to the law of sin and death, they're struggling in their Christian lives, that they'll experience freedom in a way that they've never known before. That's why we're here. That's what we hope to see happen in the lives of listeners who respond to this good news of Jesus Christ.
Okay. The only reason I'm calling right now, because right now, you know, I've been serving the Lord for 17 years. I have received Christ into my life, and I confess Him as my Lord and Savior. But your teaching today, to me, because, you know, the Spirit bears the Right. The truth, man, that Jesus said is the truth, right? So, since I was listening to you today, you know, God made my day to you. May God get the glory and God bless you, because the way you explained about the new covenant and grace giving, now the Mosaic law, not on the old covenant, Malachi chapter 3, that's the Hebrew verse that they'll be using, you know, and the way you explained it today, after all these years, I feel good. I feel like he, I say, wow, God is talking to me here. But there's only one big problem here, that all the churches down here, I live in Manhattan, they don't preach it like the way you teach.
Well, Samuel, I don't know how to really address that. You know, that's one of the reasons that we're on the air. We believe God has given us a platform to be able to share just the basic gospel. I do know there seems to be a resurgence in Christian circles today to get back to the basics, to really lay out what this gospel message is. So, I'm very thrilled about that, but Samuel, I'm grateful that you've tuned in today and that this message of the new covenant is resonating with your heart. You know, there's this struggle, Samuel, that we all have, and it really gets down to this question: how do we live the Christian life? And our natural inclinations, which when are coupled with a lot of the teaching that is out there, would say to us, we have to follow a set of rules and regulations, that if we can live up to these rules and regulations, then we will be living the Christian life. The only problem with that is that we always fail. We always are falling short. We never quite reach our goal or our destination. But that's old covenant thinking. That's law thinking. And when we're thinking in those terms, we're really putting ourselves under the power of sin. That's why we can't ever do the things that we want to do, and we always do the things that we don't want to do. That's what sin leads us to do. It sin's the problem. And in this new covenant, through the power of God's Spirit, we're set free from the punishment of sin, or the penalty of sin. We're set free from the power of sin by the work of God's Spirit within us. So how do we live this Christian life? It's to be lived by faith. It's to be lived by abiding, by resting in the resurrected Christ and allowing Him to do in us only what He could do, and that's to live His very life. That's when we break free from those old religious structures and experience the fullness of God's grace on a day-to-day basis. And that's why this new covenant is so vitally important, Samuel. And we hope that as you tune in more, that you will gain a deeper understanding of what life in this new covenant is all about.
Yeah, okay. Before I hang up, I want to ask you one thing. Like, I've been praying, you know, and a little while ago I was praying for interceding with you, with God in you, and because right now I'm looking for a church that preaches about what you're teaching, the new covenant, by grace, as you say, in other words, and grace giving. And I can't find a church down in Manhattan. Can you help me out?
Well, Samuel, we probably have some information on, we know some churches there in the area. And we can put you on hold and get some more information from you and try to get you connected, okay?
Yeah, I would appreciate it because right now I'm by myself now. I'm looking for a church home where I can, you know, with my family, with my brother in the Lord, but I need to congregate with God's people.
Yeah.
Along in my house.
Well, you hang on, Samuel, and let us get some more information from you. I'll also send you a copy of this New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide. So you hang on, and you stay connected with us, okay?
Thanks.
You hang on, Samuel.
Yes, indeed. Well, guys, a question that elicited a lot of response, a lot of positive response on our early broadcast from Lee. The question is it evil for pastors to press for a tithe? He says, I'm especially connecting this concept in relation to Galatianism.
Yeah, well, Bob, you know, that tithe teaching is very popular today. Maybe you've even heard, you know, a quick Google search will show you there's about 300 or 400 churches, big ones in some cases, that are pushing the idea of a money-back guarantee on your tithes, that if you're not blessed by God, if He hasn't blessed you back within 90 days or so, then you can go get your money back. Well, I mean, honestly, who wants to be the guy that's going to approach the leadership and say, say, hey, it didn't work for me. Could I get my money back? You can guarantee that that's going to be a sure thing for churches to employ. It involves a bit of embarrassment, perhaps. Why are people doing this? I mean, I think sometimes we bite off more than we can chew with a large, large building fund, or just we're trying to do too much for God, we might think. And, sometimes we just have to keep in step with God's Spirit and not try to do too much. And then our teaching is not filled with pressure for those who are listening. And number two, you look at Corinthians. I mean, it says, give freely from the heart, not under pressure. And God loves a cheerful giver. So I don't know. I'm afraid that we've been teaching this God in a swivel chair thing. If you give your money, then God's going to swivel towards you and favor you. But if you don't give your money, then God swivels away like in a barbershop chair, and he's got his back turned, and he'll be under a curse. Well, all of that is Malachi, Malachi, Malachi. It's coming right out of Malachi 3. And the whole point of our broadcast today is to say, Eureka. I mean, we have found it. The new covenant on this side of the cross changes everything. So for, concerning that question, I just think we have to come to the place where we draw a line in the sand and we say, look what covenant I'm under. Look which side of the cross I live on. So I'm going to give, but it's going to be freely from my heart when God's Spirit motivates me.
And the Spirit of God will motivate you to participate in the grace of giving. That's just the way he works in our hearts. And that's where real joy comes from. And that, you look at it and you say, what reward do you get for giving in this new covenant? Well, it's part of joy, a joyful thing. I mean, you experience joy knowing that you have the opportunity to participate in what God is doing in the world today. I mean, I don't think it gets any better than that. And that really touches a deep need in our hearts. It resonates with us deeply that I'm involved in something that's bigger than myself, that I truly belong and that I get to contribute and to be a part of something that God is doing in this world. That's called the grace of giving. And again, this new covenant, as Andrew, as you were saying, is that dividing line. We have to recognize that when Jesus died, he fulfilled that old covenant. He put an end to it as far as the Levitical priesthood was concerned, and he has become our high priest. And when there's a change of the priesthood, there's a change of the law, as the writer of Hebrews said. And with that, we have a new way of doing everything, including a new way of giving. That's why it's so vitally important for us to make the declaration as individual believers that we are new covenant believers. We have a phrase here at Basic Gospel, and it's simply this: we are new covenant. Make that declaration with us. You will enjoy the grace of God like never before.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for being available to address the questions of our listeners. And friends, thank you for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. But in the meantime, I want to remind you also that when you support Basic Gospel, you're supporting the life-changing, liberating truth of the gospel of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. It's constantly changing lives, literally around the world. And what a privilege we all have to take part through our gifts to Basic Gospel. Right now, we're in the final couple of weeks of our offer for our latest Bible study series, the brand new New Covenant Journey. It's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, and you'll find a donation link at basicgospel.net, or you can call during Central Time office hours. That's between 9 and 6 Central Time, of course. Call 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828, New Covenant Journey Bible Study Series, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Be sure also to check the website for information on our upcoming Bible conference, Stand 2014, Finding Solid Footing in a Broken World. That's going to be June 19th through the 21st, and you'll find information on our website at basicgospel.net. Also, the resources we talk about and mention on the broadcast are available to aid your understanding of the Christian life, and you can find them also when you visit store.basicgospel.net. So now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.